So the former American President Donald Trump says his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, has been raided by FBI agents. In a statement, Mr. Trump said that what he described as an assault could only have taken place in a broken third world country. He wasn't in Mar-a-Lago at the time. His son Eric told Fox News that the raid was in connection with documents sought by the National Archives.
The day he won, 2016, the day he won, November 8th, that night they wrote an article. This is when impeachment begins. He wasn't president. He hadn't been elected for less, you know, for 5 minutes at that point. And they start, this is when impeachment begins. And then he's impeached the first time. And then he was impeached a second time. And they slandered him. They belittled him. You know, they went after him. They went after all of us. There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back than the Trump family. Every single time, all they want to do is they want to get Donald Trump. They go after him, they subpoena him. I'm probably the most subpoenaed person in the history of the United States. Every single day we get another subpoena.
Eric Trump speaking to Fox News. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been bringing us through developments.
Well, in the early hours of Monday morning, pre-dawn, a convoy of vehicles turned up at the gates of Mar-a-Lago. Some video footage of that has emerged from what appears to be a helicopter shot. But remarkably, nothing about it leaked during the daytime itself. It wasn't until about 8 minutes to midnight Irish time that we had this statement coming out from Donald Trump that appeared to be the confirmation of some rumours that were starting to circulate on online in Florida itself. But up until that point, there had been really no reporting at all about this raid that involved between 12 and 30 members of the FBI who entered onto the premises at the Mar-a-Lago Club, which is closed for the month of August. There was essentially nobody there except skeleton staff, a handful of staff, and a guard from the Secret Service, which is permanently there to guard the former president and his home, effectively. So that Secret Service detail cooperated fully with the FBI, let them onto the premises, and the staff that were there let them go about their business. They were searching, apparently, for documents, and according to Mr. Trump's account, they broke into the safe in the house itself. His son, Eric Trump, was on Fox News during the nighttime, Irish time, saying there was nothing in the safe, but they did open it anyway.
As you say, a lot of the available information has come from a statement issued by Donald Trump. Have the FBI or the Justice Department said anything about this?
No, they've been absolutely silent. The most anybody could get out of the FBI was that they do not dispute the account of President Trump, but they have not issued any kind of confirmation statement, let alone a statement of their version of what happened. And perhaps more significantly, neither has the Department of Justice, which is headed by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Now, a lot of people have been going on various broadcast outlets here over the past several hours saying it is inconceivable that neither the Attorney General nor the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, a man who was appointed to that job by President Trump himself back in 2017 and who is a member of the Republican Party, most of the analysts and former FBI officials saying inconceivable that those two top political officials would not have known in advance that the FBI was going to carry out a raid or execute a search warrant of the home of a former president, because as far as anybody can tell, this has never happened before.
Mr. Trump is facing a number of investigations. What might the FBI have been looking for?
Well, all of the information so far is pointing to documents retained by Mr. Trump after he left the White House. It's been known in public for the last 6 months that he's been having an ongoing dispute with the National Archives under some 1978 legislation brought in really in the wake of Watergate. All documents produced in the White House or used in the White House, and that includes any kind of scraps of handwritten paper, are supposed to be preserved for the National Archives. Now, Mr. Trump was known to have removed at least 15 boxes of documentation from the Oval Office when he left. There had been ongoing contacts to try and get that information returned. Most of those 15 boxes had been returned last month. They were understood to have included communications with foreign leaders, such as the leader of North Korea, but an awful lot of it was pretty mundane stuff, certainly according to Mr. Trump's son. He was saying it was just, you know, notes from himself and his kids saying, "You're doing a great job, Grandpa," things like that. So all in a big jumble. But it appears that the FBI went in looking for more documentation. And again, a lot of the analysts who've been on television over the past few hours have been saying the FBI would have to have really, really compelling evidence to do something like this. Some people, like the lawyer Alan Dershowitz, saying, why didn't they just get a grand jury subpoena and say, you must hand over this information immediately, or we will send in the FBI. Why would they send the FBI straight in? So this has become a very, very political issue very, very quickly.
I'm looking at some of the quotes from some of Mr. Trump's supporters. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, saying the Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of the department, follow the facts and leave no stone unturned. This is likely to lead to quite an intense reaction, isn't it?
The intense reaction is underway already, Rachel. I can assure you of that. I mean, first of all, we had a crowd of Trump supporters turning up outside Mar-a-Lago about 2 hours after this news started to break. So after dark, they were there on the seashore waving flags and banners, making a fair bit of noise in amongst gangs of television crews as well, who had all descended on that premises. But conservative media outlets, chiefly led by Fox News, have really gone on the offensive here. Along the lines that you heard from Kevin McCarthy there, saying that the Justice Department and the FBI are out of control, have become political agencies weaponized by the far left of the Democrat Party. Some people pointing the finger straight at the White House itself, saying this is Joe Biden must have issued the order here. This organization is so politically compromised, etc., etc. So people have been very much stirred up by this on the Republican side, and they are going on the offensive, and they are targeting the Department of Justice and the FBI. And of course, the FBI has had a checkered history when it comes to political investigations, but of course, investigating the highest political offices in the land come freighted with difficulties for any kind of an organization, and the FBI finds itself right on the point of a very sharp stick right now.
Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan on those developments of the last few hours.